What can I say? I'm Nina motherfucking Blanco. Happy Friday! Let's get straight into it. Not get into it yet. You know, the other thing I do on Fridays. It's Breakfast Burrito Friday! Let's do this song. Oh, yeah. You know what it is. Just gonna get hyped up today. On YouTube, I'm like all dressed up like a boy, and we're gonna talk about that. But happy Breakfast Burrito Friday. It's a tradition that we hold near and dear to our hearts. Treat yourself to a breakfast burrito today, because you made it to Friday, and that's enough to celebrate, and that's enough to treat yourself to at least a breakfast burrito. So do it. Hey, it's Nina Blanco. Thank you for listening. We're on episode 14, outside of Breakfast Burrito Friday. For those of you who are watching on YouTube, I'm dressed as, if you follow me on Instagram, you know, I'm dressed as Nico Blanco. Yeah. What's up? it's a character, I guess, that kind of morphed out of a TikTok filter, the bearded cutie TikTok filter where all the girls were putting it on, and it makes you look like a boy. It gives you like a septum piercing and some like hair on your face, and it thickens your eyebrows, and you look like you're supposed to be like a cute boy. And I look pretty cute in it, I'm not gonna lie, but I also look like a complete fuck boy. And so I kind of rolled with it, and I've been making these videos, and I just filmed one of those videos and put it up on Instagram, and people are dying laughing at my dumbness, but go check it out. And yeah, I just filmed one of those videos and decided I didn't feel like changing or putting on makeup, and so I'm just going to roll with it. I'm just going to roll like Nico Blanco. Yeah. Yeah, he's a total douchebag, so go and check out that video on Instagram or TikTok at the Nina Blanco. But when I was wearing this outfit today specifically, because I had worn it before for my whatever other video, and when I put on this outfit, I have a beanie on, and I just have like a hooded like sweater or whatever on, and I zipped up the sweater, and I put the hood over the beanie, and then I was doing my Nico Blanco video, and then my beanie kind of kept like slipping down past my eyebrows. And I was like, oh my gosh, like this just childhood memory came flooding back into my brain. And I wanted to share it with you guys. So when I was younger, if you ever listen to me on the radio, I always talk about how when I was a kid, I had a unibrow. And like, I really did. And it was embarrassing and I hated it. But it was there and it was a part of me for a couple years. But yeah, it totally had a unibrow. So this story, I was in, I want to say fourth or fifth grade. I was in fourth or fifth grade. And so I was just a kid. And my cousin Tina was living with us for a little while. And Tina would babysit me. And Tina was a girly girl. She still is to this day. I love that bitch. But she's just always been a girly girl into her hair and makeup and just looking good. So back in that time, you know, she was, I don't even know, late teens, maybe early 20s, but she would babysit me all the time and I would be home alone with Tina. But I had a freaking unibrow and I'm just a kid. I don't know anything about makeup or really hair or anything. I just like put my hair back in a ponytail and I was like my awkward stage. It was bad, bad, bad. And the unibrow was not helping anything, but I wasn't allowed to pluck it my mom specifically, because I've asked her about it. Of course I did. Look at this fucking monstrosity on my face. And like, mom, can I pluck my eyebrows? No. Because my mom was afraid, no offense to my sisters or my mom for that matter, but my mom was afraid that I was going to grow up too quick and be like her and my two older sisters and then just like end up getting pregnant really young at like 14, 15 years old, because that's what they did. But I was still younger than that. I don't know. How old are you in fourth grade? Like 11? 10? I don't know. I feel like 10 or 9. But, you know, I wasn't at that age yet, but I had this unibrow, but my mom was like afraid to let me shave my legs. I had really hairy legs too. And then the unibrow, I mean, it was just a hairy situation in every way you looked at it. And I hated it, but my mom never let me do anything about it until I was older, because she was just afraid of her little girl maturing and looking like a pretty person. So she never let me do it. But Tina being really girly and living with us, and after a couple months, Tina was like, that's it. I'm getting rid of your unibrow. And I was like, what? She's like, come here, I'm gonna pluck your eyebrows. And I was like, no, my mom. Like, I was just such a goody two shoes when I was a kid. I listened to everything that my parents told me. And I didn't realize as a kid, like, you're supposed to rebel. So like, I missed that memo. So I just listened to everything that my parents told me to do and that my mom told me to do. And so Tina's like, I'm plucking your eyebrows, bitch. And I was like, no, my mom's gonna get mad at me. And Tina's like, get over here. So she did it. She plucked my eyebrows, and she didn't do any major shaping because I had like bushy bush eyebrows, obviously. She only took care of the middle part and plucked away my unibrow. And I was like, wow, I have two eyebrows. This is amazing. But my mom was coming home from work soon. And I was like, she's going to get mad. Tina, she's going to get mad. And Tina, I think at that point, she's like, I'm going to go to my friend's house. Okay, bye. I'm like, bitch, you just left me at home to deal with this by myself. Like, what do I do? So I'm freaking out. My mom's about to come home. Tina's like dipping. So I'm like, shit, I'm going to get in so much trouble. And so I'm like, what do I do? Well, I'm going to hide it. It was wintertime. I remember that much. It was wintertime. And I had this big, like, puffy red coat. And my mom was like, hey, when I get home, I got to run some errands. So hop in the car and then we're going to go. She was a real estate agent at this point. I don't know. Maybe she was going to her real estate office, or like, I feel like she was talking to some insurance guy. I don't know. But I went with her to run these errands, and she was like, okay, I'm going to pick you up from the house. Get ready, get your jacket on and everything, and then jump in the car because we're going to go to a couple places. And I was like, okay, mom. So I put on my big puffy jacket, and then I put on a beanie. And I put on a beanie and I was like, ooh, I'm just going to put this beanie over my eyebrows. And my mom's never gonna know. So I put this beanie over my eyebrows and had my big puffy jacket. And so like you couldn't see my eyebrows. I wouldn't get in trouble. So there's little Nina, just this little brown girl in a big puffy jacket with this beanie all low on my face, covering my eyebrows. And I go with her, and we were in this like insurance place. I don't fucking know. But she brought me inside, and we were talking to some dude about insurance things. My mom was taking care of business. And he goes, oh, hey there, little fella. What's your son's name? Man! He thought I was a boy. Because I wanted to look more feminine and pluck my eyebrows, but I had to hide it from my mom. So then he thought I was a boy. And I had a lot of confusing thoughts about my self-image at that point. And I was like, oh, I was like, I'm a girl. He's like, oh, sorry. Not good. Not good. Oh gosh, how traumatizing. But yeah, for the longest time, my mom wouldn't let me do anything girly because she didn't want me to get knocked up at 14, 15 like she and my sisters did. And I was the most innocent child. And look at me now. I'm 31, still ain't got no kids, still ain't gonna have no kids. So, mom, you kind of screwed yourself over with that one, because now she wants a grandchild from me. We've talked about this. She wants a grandchild from me, and I'm like, hell no, hell no. Because when I was 5 and my sister was 15 and 16 and they had babies, and I was 5 changing diapers. And from then on, the babies kept coming and I kept changing diapers as I got older. So now I'm like, screw that. I don't want to have kids. I already done it. I've changed diapers. I've fed babies. Like, I'm good. Like, no, I haven't experienced motherhood to the full extent, but nah, bitch, I'm good. And that's why, like, to be kind of completely honest, like, that's kind of why I don't want to have children. I've already done it. I'm good. I love my nieces and nephews so, so much. Wouldn't change a thing about any of them. Wouldn't change the timeline. My first swear word was shit. Because I was changing my nephew Julian's diaper and I was like, ew, that's a nasty shit. Like, the babies have had a really big influence on me, but that's what it is. And so I'm good. But no, this dude, he totally thought I was a boy. And I was like, fuck my life. Man, but putting this beanie on for my Nico Blanco character, and it was covering my eyebrows. It reminded me of that story. And so I had to share it with you. And so I was like, oh, cute, fun. I'll just do that for the podcast. We'll talk about like childhood memories. And like that one, that's definitely a core one. I definitely remember that one. I will remember that one forever and ever and ever. I should ask my cousin Tina. I should ask Tina if she remembers that. Because we haven't talked about that like since it happened. And that was forever ago. So I wonder if she remembers that. If she remembers being so aggravated by my unibrow that she needed to pluck it off, because she was like, it bothers me. She's like, I can't look at you, which is also like not a great thing to say to a little girl. I'm like, am I ugly? Like, yes, bitch, you got a unibrow. No, unibrows are actually beautiful. Look at Frida Kahlo. But like, I didn't know about Frida when I was younger, and I wish I did. Maybe she would have made me feel a little bit better about my unibrow. And maybe she would have made Tina feel a little bit better about my unibrow. Bitch. Anyway, it brought me up to like trying to remember. I was like, okay, for the podcast, I'll talk about this like childhood memory about the eyebrows, whatever. And then I was like, what other childhood memories that can I talk about? I'm like thinking about a couple different stories. I'm like, like normal childhood stuff, like not very entertaining. And then I remembered that I have a slight concern about my childhood. And I don't want you guys to analyze me. Please don't. Please don't. Please don't. Because I'm afraid of the answers. And here's the thing. Whenever I've like even just befriended, like talked about childhood memories with some like friends that I met at school, you know, as I've gotten older, you talk with friends about like this and that. Oh, when I was a child, I remember all this stuff. And then talking with like, you know, ex-boyfriends and stuff about childhood stuff, and talking to the boy about childhood stuff. He's like, yeah, I remember a lot of my childhood. I remember a lot of it. And I was like, I feel like there's a good chunk of my childhood that I don't remember. And I know that that is concerning, and that scares me a little bit. Cause I was like, shit, well, what did happen? Like, I don't think anything crazy or bad happened. Like, I've had some traumatic childhood experiences, but I know what those are. And I don't think that those are part of the reason why I don't remember a lot of things, but I don't know, maybe it just is. But like, at the same time, I kind of have a bad memory just in general always. So I'm hoping we can just sum it down to that. Like, your bitch just has a bad memory. I don't remember everything about my childhood, and it's not because something really, really bad happened to me as a kid. I just have a bad memory, right? I hope, right? Oh, I need a therapist. I'll get there someday. But yeah, I don't know. I just, there's just like parts of my childhood that I don't remember. But at the same time, like, I really do feel like I remember bits and pieces of my childhood, like from each age, from each like grade that I went through in elementary school and in middle school and high school. And as I got older, like, yeah, I remember all that stuff, but I don't know. There's still just like when I was little, but then that's the thing too, is like, okay, if I don't remember something when I was little, like that's normal still, right? But at the same time, like my other nephew, Eddie, he has an incredible memory. Like that kid literally remembers parts of him being a baby, like a full baby, like a couple months old, 1 year old, 2 year old. He still has memories from that. And I was like, how do you remember that? But he does. And same with the boy. The boy has some memories that he can remember when he was like specifically a baby. So I'm just hoping that those two are just really super weird in the fact that they have great memories and they happen to remember that stuff. I'm hoping it's more normal that you do not remember like the itty bitty baby parts. You know what I mean? Like from 0 to 1, 2, 3, 4. Like I feel like I have childhood memories from when I was 5. I remember like 5 and up, I would say. But when I was a baby, I just like, I don't know that. You don't know that stuff. And that's what they say, right? Like your first birthday is not for you. It's for the parents because you're not going to remember. But for some reason, these psychos over here that I know and love, they remember that shit. So I'm like, well, is the problem you or me? Because I'm concerned. And like I said, I might need a therapist. I don't know. So I wanted to take you through that a little bit because this beanie, this little get up that I have for Nico Blanco, it just, it brought it all back. And I was like, let's talk. And I don't have any makeup on right now. Like I totally look like a boy. Like I just need some like facial hair right now, which is what that filter gives me. And so I just put this little outfit on and put on the filter and I turn into Nico Blanco. Just lower my voice like this, girl. Hey, you want to go to Chili's? Some of my inspiration for Nico Blanco, I've been catching up on Netflix. What's that show? Love is Blind. Oh, season 2. Yeah, I watched the first was like 4 or 5 episodes that they released, like the pre stuff. And there's this one dude on there, Shake. Such a douchebag. Same with the other one. What is his name? His name is Shane. Why is it Shake and Shane? Total douchebags, psychos. And I think Shane might be on cocaine. There's no way that he's fucking not, right? Oh my gosh, he's crazy. And he's such a tool bag. And there's like 2 women kind of fighting over him, like kind of. And it's like, why? And you could tell he's a total fucking mouth breather. And I'm being mean right now and kind of a bully, but it is what it is. You got to call it like you see it sometimes. And that's how I see it. Shane is a mouth breather. He is kind of a douchebag and I hate him. And then Shake is just like a total tool. He saw his wife for the first time. They say, yeah, we'll get engaged. And he saw his wife and I'm sorry. Yeah, spoilers, whatever. But like he grabs her ass. He like gets full hands around her ass and just grabs her. This is the first time you are meeting this woman ever. The first time you're seeing her, the first time you are meeting her in person, and you are on TV, a show as big as Love is Blind on Netflix, and you embarrass her like that? You grab her fucking ass like that? Oh, it pissed me off. It pissed me off, actually. So I don't know. I hope that couple doesn't work out. Oh, for the sake of her. For the sake of her, I hope that shit does not work out. So we'll see. I'm actually stoked because today we get five more episodes of Love is Blind. So that's what I'm going to be doing today is watching more Love is Blind and getting caught up on that shit because I love trashy reality TV. Speaking of trashy, let's get into it. Nope, not doing it. Mm-mm. I'm not talking Kim. I'm not talking Kanye. I'm not talking Pete. No, we're going to let them handle it. Stop encouraging them. Stop encouraging Kanye. That's it. That's all I'm going to say about it. I'm done about that one. Celebrity love bugs. They were all over Hollywood for Valentine's Day. They were super cute. I love all the outfits. I love all the makeup. I love all the nails. And the celebrities, they can afford that kind of stuff. So that's like part of the reason that I love holidays when it comes to celebrities going out and being lavish and celebrating and, you know, doing the most. Like part of me is just like super salty because it'll never be me. But also part of me is like, let me see it, sis. I want to see the set. Let me see your makeup. makeup. Oh my gosh, that's so good. And then I try to recreate it and feel bad about myself. But anyway, the couple that I saw that I'm most curious about is Lizzo. I want to know who Lizzo is dating. This masked man that she was photographed with, he had like a ski mask over him, and I don't know who it is. And I didn't see his name over any of the tabloids, but she was with someone. And then I saw on her Insta story, because of course I follow Lizzo because we love Lizzo. I saw on her Insta story, they had a little nighttime picnic. And they had all sorts of goodies and a blanket laid out looking over the city. And, you know, they did it in the park. So I'm just curious. Lizzo, who you dating? Simone Biles and Jonathan Owens are engaged. So cute. Very happy for them. I think it was a Valentine's engagement. We didn't find out until the next day on February 15th. But who knows? That was probably a Valentine's engagement, and then they didn't share it with the world until the next day. But that's super, super cute. Very happy for them. That looks like a good partnership right there. Like, they look like two individuals who have their shit together. They're not playing games. They're serious about one another. They look so happy. And so that engagement in particular makes me really happy, especially just because I love Simone Biles. Oh, I love her so much. Speaking of the Olympics, the drama with this 15-year-old Russian ice skater girl and her banned heart meds. Okay, basically this banned substance came up on a drug test from her, and she blames her meds being switched with her grandpa's. I don't know. Okay. But she was allowed to continue in the Olympics when at the same time, USA track runner Sha'Carri Richardson was banned from marijuana use last year in Tokyo. Sha'Carri is asking why. Why was she banned and this Russian girl isn't? They were both substances that is not approved in the Olympics. So why is one being banned and the other one isn't? And Sha'Carri says the only difference she sees is that she's black. I mean, this is a great question, because the heart meds, I looked some of this stuff up. I had to do a little bit of research on this. So the heart meds that this Russian skater girl was taking is indeed performance enhancing, and the Olympics cites that this drug helps blood flow and endurance, and so that is why it is banned. But it popped up in her system, and she was still allowed to continue to perform. She's 15. She was allowed to perform. She was expected to definitely place. She was expected to place first and do really well. But marijuana, it's also banned from the Olympics for three reasons. So I looked this up. Reason number one, they harm the health of the athlete. I mean, maybe a little bit in my lungs, but I'll take some edibles. I don't know. Number two, it says that they are performance enhancing. And number three, they're against the spirit of the sport. I mean, that sounds like a lot of BS to me, right? Let's talk about this performance enhancing part of marijuana. Because where? The only thing that marijuana does for me is like make me eat faster, and that's it. And unfortunately, I don't think that's an Olympic sport. I mean, my reflexes are slow as shit. I don't understand that one at all. The only thing that I could find online is that marijuana, yeah, it decreases anxiety. And so if it decreases anxiety in these athletes, it can definitely affect you mentally to perform better while you are competing. So that is a reason why they could use it as like performance enhancing and why it is banned. But I looked into this a little bit further, and the Olympics, they haven't like done any testing or research or any focusing on that aspect of marijuana just decreasing anxiety in an athlete. So like really, they just don't care. This is all Reagan's fault. This is because Reagan's ass fought the war on drugs, and he brainwashed the rest of the world on how bad marijuana is, and it's still looked down upon. But I don't know. It's just some BS to me. It really is. And this Russian girl, she didn't even place after all this drama, and they allowed her to go on because they really wanted her to win, and she was expected to win. She didn't even do anything. She choked, and she fell a couple times, and she didn't even place. I mean, she won a medal beforehand, but it's being decided on if she can accept it. And honestly, for the sake of Sha'Carri Richardson, I hope not. I hope not. DaBaby is being sued by Dani Leigh's brother for the bowling alley beatdown. Good. I'm sick of him. He is a gross man. He's a gross human being. He's a piece of garbage. I hope he goes broke from this and he gets out of the music game. But then again,
for some reason, Chris Brown, he still gets a pass all these years, time after time after time, incident after incident after incident for being human garbage. So, you know what? Who knows? Whatever. Chet Hanks. I can't believe this, but I'm actually going to try to defend Chet Hanks right now. So hear me out. He says that he's done with his celebrity. He's going to be a personal trainer and he's his own person. And he doesn't want to be known as just Tom Hanks's son. So Chet is also known not only as being the son of Tom Hanks, but being the douchey son of Tom Hanks. He's a giant douchebag. Like, he just is. He really, really is. A couple years ago, he posted a video. He had like a fake Jamaican accent thing going on. And it's like, bro, come on. Like, Awkwafina just got canceled for her black scent. Like, how did he sneak by with that? That's my question, is how? But anyway, he's basically saying that he doesn't want to be a douche anymore and he doesn't want to talk about his famous parents. And I want to believe him. He's saying that I just want to like pass around good vibes. I just want to be a good person. And I really want to believe him because of the reason that haunts him the most. The fact that he is Tom Hanks' son. I love Tom Hanks. I really do. It's weird. I've talked about this on air before and the boy makes fun of me because like when you ask me my celebrity crush, sometimes I say 80s Tom Hanks. 80s Tom Hanks. Stunna. So like, I don't know how you get like Colin Hanks from Tom Hanks and then a Chet Hanks comes out. Like maybe it's because they named him Chet. So that could be like on Tom really for that. But I don't know. I still just want to like him. I really do because Tom Hanks means a lot to me. I feel so stupid saying that. But Chet Hanks, he's such a tool bag. So I really hope that he is changing for the better. Changing for me. Changing for his dad, Tom Hanks. Chet Hanks, please be better, bro. Please. Okay, that does it for Friday's episode. Thank you so much for listening. As always, you can listen on Spotify, on YouTube. It's also up on Apple Podcasts. And yeah, every Friday, I'm going to play my Breakfast Burrito Friday song because no one complained about it. And so to me, that makes me think that y'all actually really like it. Ooh, you like it, don't you? Shall we end on it again? Let's do it. Okay.
You know what it is.
Get hyped, y'all.
It's Breakfast Burrito Friday! Friday!
Get your burrito!
To that breakfast burrito, you deserve it.
It's Breakfast Burrito Friday.
Have a wonderful weekend. Treat yourself. I love you. Bye.